August 4th, 2017, this is The Morning Mix. J.W. here with Jude Robinson. Good morning.
Good morning, J.W. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Got a beautiful day out there.
Yes, it is. Had a great week. Looking forward to another great week.
Yeah. There's going to be 50,000 people on Main Street this weekend for the Arts Fest.
50+3. That's a lot of people.
The 48th annual Kimball Arts Festival. There's going to be 230 juried artists. You can't just sign up and say you want to go. You got to be good, and they're very discriminating. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you'll be able to really connect with the artists, which I think is fantastic, to learn what inspired them, how they came to create the piece that you may be bringing into your home.
That's right. And if you want to learn all things Arts Fest, join us on KPCW at 4 o'clock. Randy will be in the studio. I'll be doing a remote at the corner, at the crossroads of Maine and Heber with Katie Eldridge. We do it every year. We're going to be kicking off for a year. We're going to be interviewing some artists and talking to all sorts of people about what is going on there.
At the crossroads. And it is locals night. So I will
be
there.
It is locals night. Yeah, I'll be there too. It'd be fun.
I'll come by and say hi, and I'll think of something interesting to say when you ask me a question.
Ooh, love that. Love that. Hey, action-packed show here for us right now.
Oh, we certainly do, yeah.
You want to tell everybody about
it? Yeah, we've got our musical guest, Sophia Dionne. Of course, our weekend events. Everybody waits for that. The weather. And we will be meeting the cocktail and bartender voted best of 2017 for Park City. And we'll also talk with Travis English. And possibly we will be able to speak with Renee Bodley for a short time.
Renee will be here about 9:50 or so. We're going to be talking about all these cool things going on with KPCW. We've got the Back Alley Bash. We've got our pledge drive. KPCW is sponsoring the solar eclipse this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Worldwide.
I'm sure that they created it because, you know.
The President of the United Nations will be with us about 9:55 because we're going to be unveiling our plans for the solar eclipse.
So cool.
And we should do that on Cool Science Radio. We're going to do it on the Morning Mix, though.
Jennifer is so such a great PR. She just created the entire eclipse for KPCW, so shout out to her.
How she gets that sun to fly, you know, that moon to go, it's just really cool stuff.
It's surprising, so don't.
So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, Sophia Dionne will be with us, our musical guest. She'll be with us for the hour. She's going to play a song at the top of the hour, somewhere around the bottom of the hour, and somewhere around 9:55-ish. So stay tuned for the next hour. There's going to be some excellent music. This is KPCW in Park City, and this is The Morning Mix.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Sundance Institute Summer Film Series. Take part in the last Utah Outdoor Movie Night in Park City on Friday, August 4th for a free advance screening of Walking Out at City Park, presented in collaboration with Kimball Arts Festival. Walk, bike, or ride the bus and bring your chairs and blankets to the film Walking Out, beginning at dusk. For more information, visit sundance.org/Utah.
J.W. here with Jude Robinson. When she was 12 years old, I first saw her at the Deer Valley Wednesday concert, Sophia Dionne. And now she is 17. She has been playing all over the place. Local Park City person who is now, she was in Nashville for a while. She's now spending more time in Los Angeles. And we are delighted to have you as our musical guest this morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Yeah. So what's been going on since you were 12? Not much, huh?
It's been crazy. So I moved out to California. I went there so I could go to a performing arts high school. I went there for 2 years and, you know, decided to take a different path. Now I'm doing online school and just focusing on my music and applying to college. That's scary.
And you're thinking about Berkeley.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk offline afterwards. Boston's a great town, and Berkeley, of course, is one of the musical institutions in the world. So,
definitely. Yeah,
excellent. What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song called Glass Half Full.
Okay. Yeah. This is Live in the Morning Mix, Sophia Dion, live.
Changes rush down the hallway, stuck in the middle of a riptide. Wasting another day, wondering what it feels like on the other side. Now I'm free, I'm floating like a feather, focused on the present in this life. 16, sitting in the moment, out of seconds stolen from my time. I've opened up my mind. Right here, right now. No more fear, no more doubt. Life will push, life will pull. I live mine with my glass half full. With my glass half full. Cruising, springing my step. Say goodbye to stress, I'm living carefree. No expectations, working hard and chasing my dreams. Storm comes and I'm not afraid to run in the rain with my head high. Cause I know that in my brain I can channel the sunlight. I've opened up my mind. Right here.
Sophia Dion, you sound spectacular this morning.
Thank you so much.
Outstanding. Did you write that song?
I did.
What was your inspiration for that?
It's called Glass Half Full, and it's about basically living life in the moment and not worrying about the future as much as focusing on what you're doing now.
Are you worried about the future at all?
No, not really. I'm just kind of seeing where life takes me and having fun with it.
Well, yeah, that's a great attitude.
It is.
Yeah. So tell us about your Nashville experience. Did that help you with your songwriting?
It definitely did. Actually, I went to Nashville in March, and I was working with songwriters there. And working with songwriters there is awesome because you literally walk everywhere, and every person is a songwriter. And so, you know, you get to inspiration from different people that you're writing with, and I grow from co-writing with people. That's my favorite thing to do. So it's awesome getting to collaborate with different artists and songwriters, even producers, you know, just seeing how they approach things and how I can apply it to my songwriting.
You know, how did you know that you were going to get into singing? Was there something that happened pivotal when you were 10, 11, 12?
I mean, I got a guitar for Christmas when I was 9.
Okay.
And so then I didn't pick it up till I was 10, and I started taking lessons and just started singing and playing, and it was just... I was so passionate about it, and I guess that's kind of where it started, and just playing different venues. And
you had parents that were supporting and helping to facilitate
definitely
that progress and that moving forward.
So there's a tremendous talent base in Nashville. You've got, you know, wonderful musicians, vocalists, songwriters, and all of that. Somebody told me of all that talent, the most important piece, or it was this was their opinion, of a successful song was the story that you tell. Would you agree with that?
100%. I think the best part about a song is telling a story. And it's just about, I mean, writing a book, writing a poem, it's the same difference. They're telling something that happened in their life or even someone else's life, you know?
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we are live here on The Morning Mix with Sophia Dion, who's going to be with us for the entire hour. So stay tuned. We're going to have weekend events when we come back, plus an announcement of the winning cocktail in Park City. And we're going to be having that cocktail mixed right here live on the air. This is The Morning Mix, JW with Jude. We'll be back right after this.
Support of KPCW comes from Zions Bank Concierge-Style Executive Banking Services. Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. More information available online at zionsbank.com.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the 7 pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
Back to The Morning Mix. We're here at KPCW. J-Dub, do you happen to see the weather there?
Yes, we have currently 64 degrees under beautiful, clear skies. It's going to be mostly sunny today, and then scattered thunder showers are possible as we approach 85 degrees this afternoon. Chance of precipitation, 30%. We shall see. If you don't like the weather in Park City, wait a minute. It changes quickly. Tonight, scattered thunder showers again, mostly clear. Tomorrow, absolute beautiful day. High will be about 83 here in Park City, about 87, 88 in Heber Valley. And then to balance out the weekend completely, Sunday, mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunder showers. The high on Sunday is going to cool off a little bit, will be 77%, and there is a 20%, according to the National Weather Service, who has quantified the probability of 20% for thunder showers on Sunday. But again, we shall see what happens. Taking a peek next week, well, looks like it's going to be a good week with some the mixture of showers, possible showers in the afternoon.
What about wind? Any wind?
Well, let's see here. 5 to 11 out of the south today, and tomorrow 6 to 15, and that would be also a south wind. So that's what they're saying anyway.
That's what they've quantified. All right, well, we've got some weekend events.
Weekend events. Who wants
Friday.
To start?
I can start. I'm ready. This weekend is the 48th annual Kimball Arts Festival, which takes over Main Street and serves as the primary fundraising event for the Kimball Arts Center. Tonight's, it's Locals Night, free to locals who can provide their localness documentation / residency in Summit County. Others, and we know who you are, may buy an entry ticket at the various entry gates. One of the big signs of identifying the non-locals is whether they are trying to drive here or taking the transportation.
That's
right. Locals take the bus, we bike, we walk. So there's nowhere else to be this in Park City except for the Arts Center this evening, so come on out. And it continues through the weekend, Saturday 10 to 8 and Sunday 10 to 6.
So we're teasing you right now, telling you about the Arts Festival, but if you want to learn a lot more about it, tune in at 4 o'clock this afternoon on Randy's show. Randy will be here in the studio. I will be doing a remote at the corner of Heber and Main. We'll tell you all about it. I will tell you this, though. In addition to 230 artists, there will be 30 live musical acts throughout the weekend. Tremendous music on a number of different stages, including Sophia Dion, which she'll be participating in that. Egyptian Theater is offering two nights of stand-up comedy this weekend with headliners Mick DeFlo and Greg Hahn. That's Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. You can get tickets at parkcityshows.com.
And the Sundance Institute offers a free screening of Walking Out as the movie in the City Park this week. The show starts at dusk, and at 7:30 pre-show, we've got a lot of activities planned. So head on over, enjoy that. Seems like it's going to be a good show.
Yeah. Deer Valley Music Festival tonight presents Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture and Piano Concerto No. 1. Of course, that's at Deer Valley's Outdoor Amphitheater. You get your tickets at Deer Valley Music Festival. .org. When we get into the category of Saturday, we'll tell you about what's cooking for the festival on Saturday night.
And tonight, here are some of the live musical performances you will not want to miss, all happening during this Kimball Arts Fest. Will Baxter Band is on Main Street stage at 5, and on Main Street stage also is the Smiling Souls. They'll take over at 7. On the Miners Park stage, you'll see Slick Rock's Gypsy at 5, and at 7 are the Naked Waiters. So don't miss that.
Yeah, right.
On the food truck stage in the Brew Pub parking lot, 5 is Rumba Libre, and at 7 is the Traveling Dingleberries.
Yeah, you know, the Naked Waiters and the Traveling Dingleberries should go on tour together.
You are so correct.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Very
anyway,
creative.
Hey, if you don't make the Main Street, you can look for Mr. Sister Trio at the Boneyard. And the proper way will be at Silver Star Cafe, Triggers and Slips at the Cabin, and English and Aaron at the Cognition Winery.
And the Kimball Arts Festival continues with more musical acts on the various stages. Candy's River House, Tony Holiday and the Velvetones, Steel Belts, Swagger. This is all Saturday. Brendan Thorpe, Talia Keys, Hectic Hobo, Standing In for Joe, and Grape Grass. You can see all of that for just $12. You get the wristband.
That's right. I want to add one more thing to Friday that that we need to talk about. Artique is an art studio in Camas on 283 Main Street, and they are having a new opening tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. They're going to feature the painter Jeremy Rogers, who paints fish art. Events are free, open to the public.
I love that place.
Light food will be served, so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Also, man, we got so much music this weekend. And how about checking out Oscar and Julia at the Boneyard on Saturday night? Take 5 at Silver Star Cafe, Corey Mon at Canyons Village, and Jordan Matthew Young Band at the Cabin. That's all Saturday night.
Oscar and Julia, they are so cool. You've got to check them out, definitely. And the Deer Valley Music Festival celebrates the 50th anniversary of the release of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, with a tribute performance tonight with the Utah Symphony at Deer Valley. And tickets are available at deervalleymusicfest.org.
Yeah, I'm going to that show. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow.
There is no Park Silly Market this week because of Arts Fest, and they're taking the following week off as well. So August 6 and 13, no Park Silly Market. They'll be back with their silliness on August 20th. Live music at the fest for Sunday includes Sophia Dion. Sophia, do you know what stage you're playing at?
315 at
the Kimball stage.
At the Kimball stage. Excellent, I tell you. Excellent. Changing Lanes Experience, Ghost Town, BD, Howe's Band, Katie McLeod, David Correa Group, Chad and Christo, and Michelle Moonshine.
And if you're seeking a more Main Street-free method of music delivery, we're about to hook you up. Shannon Runyon is at Cognition Winery. Rogers and Buffington is at Park City Brewery. Ryan Walsh, heart emoji. He's at Versante, and Stereo Sparks is at the Cabin.
Mm. Also on Sunday night, the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus will bring songs and inspiration and hope, equality, and inclusiveness to Deer Valley's outdoor amphitheater. Tickets are at echocenter.org.
Another not to miss. Yay. Yeah. I'm so excited to have them here.
Well, that's going to do it for weekend events. Lots of stuff going on. We're going to play a short song. When we return, Ginger Reese will be here from Park City Area Restaurant Association, and she'll be introducing Bonnie Ulmer to us, who is the cocktail and bartender voted Park City's best cocktail of 2017. We'll be speaking with them, and we're going to be mixing a drink, so stay with us. Here is Sheryl Crow, The Difficult Kind.
Through the old screen door, I still
here with Jude. For the past 3-4 years, we have had the winning cocktail, winning bartender, winning organization on our program, and now joining us, and we're going to introduce everyone for you. First, we're going to introduce Ginger Reese, who's Park City Restaurant Association person, and she comes with us every year with to tell us about this event, and also she comes with prize money. Ginger, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Tell us about the program and introduce the winning bartender and cocktail.
Okay, so for the past for the month of July, we had 26 restaurants competing on our online cocktail contest. So diners would go into all the various restaurants participating, try the cocktail, and then go online and vote. And the winning cocktail is from Morrell Street Cafe in Upper Deer Valley, and it's the spicy watermelon rosé spritzer by mixologist Bonnie Ulmer, who has won this contest many, many times. So welcome back, Bonnie.
Yeah,
Bonnie,
way to go.
Can you speak into the mic and say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, you have to get really close. You have to get really close.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate
being here.
And I'm going to be making you a spicy watermelon rosé spritzer.
I think the name itself would win before anyone even starts to taste these products. I mean, that was a great name. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago, and we thought it was just a spectacular name. How'd you come up with this?
Thank you. Well, what I've been trying to do is try to use the local farmers and all of their local fruits. So I decided the watermelon is always a sweet fruit to use for the month of July. So we kind of came up with that, and then I thought a little bit spicy would be a mild jalapeno, so it could be even spicier.
Ooh.
It could be a little less spicy, and we also made it where it could also be a non-alcoholic drink.
Oh, well.
So nice. That was my inspiration.
Okay, so you have voters that were voting that were trying the non-alcoholic?
We had a couple of people option. That had it with just no alcohol in it, yes.
All right, so Ginger.
Yes.
J-Dub and I have done this for the last 4 years.
Yes.
But I don't, Bonnie, remember a woman winning in the past. In my recollection, you're the first.
Yeah, Bonnie. Well, actually, we've been doing it the last 3 years, and Bonnie, I think, 3-4 years ago.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay.
So it started with the blueberry mojito in 2006, and then after that, it was a St. Germain cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be my third win.
Wow, so you're the one to just beat.
So
you're it.
You got a target
so
on your back
far,
now.
So good.
You're the featherweight
and
champion
really,
of the
I
world.
I enjoy making the cocktails. I enjoy trying to create something simple that's easy to make for everybody at home or at the restaurant and easy to serve, quick to serve. And this is sort of the concoction that I came up with this year.
Well, why don't we start making it and tell us about the ingredients as you're moving along you know, Ginger and I will talk about the weather.
And we've got Jody here, who's her assistant,
and my
her
friend
lovely
Jody
assistant.
Can help me today. However, I put a handful of fresh cut watermelon in there. I put 1.5 ounces of the Five Wives vodka.
In a shaker.
I put about 2 ounces of our spicy watermelon simple syrup.
And folks, you can get this live at the Royal Street Cafe for Deer Valley. And I want to mention that Jody Rogers, who is here assisting, is responsible for all food and beverage for Deer Valley.
And the spicy, it includes jalapeno.
Only that's the jalapeno. The spice. Okay. So I muddle everything into my little shaker. I add quite a bit of ice.
And you can also find this recipe and all the recipes for all the cocktails at the website parkcityrestaurants.com. So
she's making some magic over there. J-Dub and I are about to loosen up on our interview skills.
Gonna get crazy.
Dancing. All kind of stuff.
Ginger, how's business over at Park City Restaurant Association?
We're doing good. I mean, the restaurants are having an amazing summer, obviously gearing up for the Arts Festival, which will kick off tonight. Locals Night tonight is always super busy, so we're excited. We're having a good summer. It's amazing how fast it's gone by.
So we're
can't believe it's already
it up
August.
In here.
Looking you know, I moved good. Here 6 years ago, and there's so many more restaurants in town now. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of diversity, a lot of culinary options for everybody to enjoy, and it's a fun time to be out and eating and drinking.
Rosé balls.
Okay, so she's got some rosé balls
rosé
in there.
Balls, all right.
Sparkling.
You can't beat rosé balls, folks.
Sparkling rosé balls.
Bonnie says all of this with such a serious and sober
and then
expression.
I just
it's quite
it
lovely.
A little bit with a little stray jalapenos.
J Dub, do you want to try that rosé ball first?
I'd love to.
Oh, okay. Ethel says we cannot hear you at all, Bonnie.
Nice.
So, what do you think?
Oh,
she's
my goodness, that is delicious. You got to check this out.
I'm going to check that out.
There you go.
Oh, I'm scared.
It did not just open up over all those instruments. That would have been.
No, no.
We wouldn't even think about
doing that. No, we wouldn't do
that.
That. We wouldn't do that. No.
Mm-mm. Wow. This is outstanding. Did mine get enough vodka in it? I wonder.
Oh, you're, oh no! I think
oh,
you're fine.
I think so.
She put an extra dollop on yours.
I want to just
make
sure.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
This is, so now one more time. You've got the vodka.
I've got the Five Wise vodka, which is Utah. One of
okay,
our
right in because we did hear that we can't hear you. So just if you could, so Five Wives
so
vodka.
We have the Five Wives vodka. I have fresh cut watermelon.
Fresh cut watermelon.
And I have a simple syrup infused with jalapeno peppers.
Okay, that simple syrup infused with anything sounds like it's not simple.
It's a little bit of sugar, a lot of watermelon infused with a couple good pieces of the jalapeno pepper.
Stuff that says infused doesn't sound simple to me, but all right.
Oh, we just
we're
plop
infusing
them in there
that.
And it works out great. Plop. So we do that. We put it all in the shaker, shake it up really hard, strain it into a fancy martini glass.
Mm-hmm.
I plop the
rosé ball.
The frozen rosé ball on top and
frozen
drizzle this
ball.
All over it. And I just garnish it with a little bit of jalapeno. And
When does the champagne come in?
I put it right inside the martini glass as I'm pouring the mixture over.
I think the vodka is kicking in there with Jude.
Yeah.
<She's>,
what?
No, when does he?
Yeah, no. And then when is okay? But anyway,
date.
So now is the big time because we got a first of all, it's a great distinction, but there's also cash involved. So Ginger, I'll let you as we do every year.
So in addition to bragging rights and obviously winning the contest, we are happy to present to Bonnie $200 cash. Here you go, sweetheart. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ginger.
So spend it wisely.
I will. Thank you very much. I'm going to donate some of the money to the Pride Foundation and the Breast Care Cancer.
Nice.
Very
so
nice.
That's where my money's going.
Bonnie Ulmer, everybody, from the Royal Street Cafe for Deer Valley with the Spicy Watermelon Rosé Spritzer award-winning cocktail, and also Jody Rogers, who is food and beverage for all of Deer Valley, and, of course, our friend Ginger Reese from the Park City Area Restaurant Association. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, Sophia Dion will be playing another song, so stay with us.
Come to the 48th annual Park City Kimball Arts Festival. The Kimball's largest fundraiser of the year happens Friday, August 4th through Sunday, August 6th on Park City's historic Main Street. See more than 225 artists, a new and improved kids area, live art demonstrations, live music, beer garden, and more. Friday night is free for all Summit County residents with ID beginning at 5 p.m. The Kimball Arts Center is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW. Art starts here.
Want something fun to do with family and friends? The Park City Sunrise Rotary Club is holding its third annual Tour to Sunrise event on Saturday, August 12th. Walk, run, or ride your bike along the shoreline of beautiful Echo Reservoir with free snacks, drinks, and prizes. $10 per person or $25 for a group of five. Register online at summitcountyfair.org or 435-226-3249. Park City Sunrise Rotary Club is a nonprofit organization and supports KPCW.
It's the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City, and Sophia Dion is with us for the hour, our musical guest. First saw Sophia when she was 12 years old at the Deer Valley Wednesday concert, and just delighted to have you with us for the hour. What are you going to play for us now?
This next song is called Speak to Me.
Speak to Me live on the Morning Mix, Sophia Dionne.
These daisies look nice on the counter, but I'm not sure what they suggest. Before I can even ask you, you stepped out the door and left. Are you sorry? Do you love me? Do you want me to be your forever or just something between? Why can't you speak to me honestly? I know it doesn't come easily. Thanks for the gestures, but you can do better. So baby, just say what you mean and speak to me. Maybe your heart is broken, but I'm not sure where your head's been. You don't have to tell me all your secrets. All I'm asking is for you to let me in. Are you lonely? Do you need me? Do you want me to stay? 'Cause the silence is only pushing me away. Why can't you speak to me honestly? I know it doesn't come easily. Thanks for the gestures, but you can do better. So baby, just say what you mean and speak to me. Oh. 'Cause actions don't always talk louder. You'll not be here forever if you just speak to me. Honestly, I know it doesn't come easily. Thanks for the gestures, but you can do better. So baby, just say what you mean and speak to me.
Sophia Dionne will be one of 30 musicians performing this weekend at the Kimball Arts Festival on Main Street. And you will be on the Kimball stage again?
Yes, I will.
And that's the one, I think it's the corner of Heber and Main.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Very nice song. Great.
Thank you.
All right, well, we are now moving on to our third segment of the day, the Summit County Fair.
Some kind of fair.
Yes, we are joined in studio with Kate McChesney. Am I saying that right?
No, it's okay, McChesney.
McChesney.
Yeah,
all right.
I have many
and
last
Travis
names in this
English.
Town, so don't worry.
I've had a lot of last names. It's kind of fun. I'm
know,
a collector.
Right?
Keeps
Woo!
It interesting.
Yes.
Lots of good stories. All right, well, I have a good question. How does the Summit County Fair build value?
Basically, we've been around for 114 years, and we represent all of Summit County, so everything from Woodland all the way to Hennifer, and we bring in this amazing PRCA rodeo. We have amazing kids activities. Everything that we're doing this year with all of our vendors are all Summit County vendors, so everything from our food to our artists, even everything that's represented behind our bar is all in regards to Summit County. And we have a really large reach within this community, as we are the complete opposite of really what's happening this weekend with the Kimball Arts Fest. We have a totally different vibe that's happening over in Colville.
Yeah, and I was out of town last weekend. Did I miss the Demolition Derby?
No, that is tomorrow, but it is sold out. So
oh,
yes,
it sells out every
So you still missed it.
I still missed it, yeah.
Can we still enter? If we had a car?
If you have a car, you can crash your car out there.
We'll use your car.
No, come on. Let's find a friend and say we have a surprise for you, an unforgettable experience.
Travis, what's going on?
Hey, we're excited for the fair. So it starts the 5th, which is tomorrow, and runs through the 12th of August. As Kate mentioned, we've got the PRCA rodeos next week. Really excited about that. We've got a great lineup of national, kind of international talent and cowboys coming from all over the country to join that event. It's a lot of fun. We'll have the bar. We'll be open. We have free transportation from Park City. So if you live in Park City, take the free transit out there.
And if you wouldn't mind, just what is the exact technical path that we are going to take? What's the system? If we want to get on that public transportation and go, where do we go from here?
So if we were leaving from here, we would take the Electric Express from the Main Street Transit Center, the Old Town Transit Center, down to the Kimball Junction Transit Center and hop on a bus that leaves every 15 minutes. And the schedule is on our website at summitcountyfair.org. And then you'll take it out there. It's about a 25-minute, half-an-hour ride, but it's a coach bus, so it's comfortable and has a restroom on it, that sort of thing. So, yeah, and then you pop up at the fairgrounds and don't need to mess around with parking. Pretty easy.
Can you take a minute and tell us the schedule for this weekend?
Yes, so this weekend we're Demolition Derby. We have all of our food vendors will be there as well, and we have live music. And then we really kick things off on Tuesday, August 8th with our barrel race, and it's the largest barrel race that happens in the state of Utah. So we're pretty excited about that. And keeps walking through to Wednesday the 9th. We have our Youth Pet Fest. That's an event that's really fun. It's to encourage younger kids that might not have livestock to show at the fair. We've had everything from goldfish to pet rocks that show up at that event.
Lizards and frogs, chickens, dogs, cats. Yeah, that's an amazing event. That's a fun one.
What about a rubber ducky?
Probably. Something you'd never eat. Nothing never surprises know. Us. Nothing surprises
any
us.
Any pets are welcome.
Absolutely.
Any and all.
Any and
correct.
All.
Breathing and
on
not breathing.
Leash.
On a leash.
Yeah. So actually, our Summit County Animal Control is putting that on. So it's a fun event and lots of prizes. Everyone gets a prize and it's free to enter. But that evening, we have our little buckaroo rodeo. It's our, where they hop on a sheep and ride a sheep. It's a lot of fun. That's a good spectating event for sure.
And these are all free events. All free, no tickets needed. So you can come
great.
On down to the fair and you can really watch everything that's happened. Mutton busting, that we still have applications open for that.
Yep, until Monday.
And that always includes a free t-shirt and a ribbon, whether or not your child actually rides the sheep.
and how old do you have to be?
You can start at anywhere under the age of 5 to do mutton busting. And then after 5, you'll get into calf riding. And then from there, you'll get into small bulls. So, and we have quite a few of those as well.
Okay. Yeah. And then how would people who are listening to the program potentially register their child?
SummitCountyFair.org. Everything's online. It is a pre-registration because that event is pretty popular. But if they register by the 7th, they'll be good to go. SummitCountyFair.org.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And best of luck. Have a great weekend and great week next week. It's a tremendous tradition here in the area, and we wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you,
thank
guys.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, General Manager extraordinaire Renee Bodley will be with us. We're going to be talking about all sorts of really good things going on at KPCW over the next couple of weeks, so stay with us.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari kombucha made with our Cascara coffee cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
And we are back. We're waiting for Renee Bodley, who'll be with us in just a moment. And I wanted to ask you, Sophia, was that a song that you had written also, the last song?
All the songs today that I'll be playing are songs that I've written.
Okay. All right, great. Yes. And what is your songwriting process?
You know, it's always different. I love co-writing with people. So, sometimes we start with a melody or we start with, lyrics or a title to a song. It's always different, which is what I love about it.
Right. Have you had an opportunity to hang out with Elizabeth Harza, with the songwriting circles that she's put together?
Actually, I have. She came over to my house a little while ago. I think we're going to get together sometime this week while I'm here. And unfortunately, her songwriting circle this Sunday is when I'm playing. So
right, exactly.
You know, so hopefully I'll get to go after I'm done with my performance, but I'll still get to see her, and she's awesome.
Yeah, she is, and she's really put this thing together, which welcomes everybody, so it's good.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, joining us now in the studio, General Manager extraordinaire Renee Bodley, who's going to be talking about, among other things, a very special event we're sponsoring. It's called the Solar Eclipse. We are sponsoring it. We are sponsoring
created
it for the world.
And. Yeah, apparently we rule the universe here at KPCW, not just Park City, but we're in charge of the solar eclipse, not.
We can make the moon get in front of the sun.
KPCW is a lot. There's a lot of giving here.
That there is, and apparently we give darkness. Ooh, no, we don't like that.
No, just for
we
a
like
moment,
to give just sunshine.
To catch the attention.
Yeah, the solar eclipse starts August 21st. That's also, ironically enough, when our pledge drive kicks off. And we're doing something different this year. We're going to have the Back Alley Bash at the beginning of Pledge Drive. So the Back Alley Bash is going to be Friday the 18th. That's a great annual summer event down at Town Lift Plaza. It's free. So come with the whole family. We have some really fun activities for kids. There's going to be face painting and balloon twisting. Do you know how to do that? Make those animals out of
I don't know how to do it, but love to watch it.
Yeah. I can twist. I'm not sure it makes what... And there's nothing intended there, but I can twist.
Oh, good to know. Mm-hmm. We also have live music. Sin City Soul is going to be there. And then we've got beverages. High West Distillery is going to have a cocktail there for sale. We also have beer for sale. And then food from the Bridge Cafe, Butchers, Devanza's. It's going to be a great time. Kumbaya Kitchen is providing food as well. That's all available for purchase. But if you've already had your dinner, you just want to come down and have some good Friday evening fun, head to the Town Lift Plaza on Friday, August 18th. Then we kick off the pledge drive, August 21st to the 24th. Only 4 days. We started doing this a year ago. It's worked beautifully because people by the fifth day get a little tired of hearing us asking them for money. So in 4 days, we really put on a full court press, and we were able to raise our goal. At the time, it was $120,000, and we were able to raise that. That provides about... Each pledge drive together combined provides about 25% of our operating budget. Mm-hmm. We need that money to stay on the air. We need that money to provide programs like this wonderful program, to have artists like Sophia in. It's a wonderful occasion to support us, an opportunity to say we like you, KPCW, and we like what you're doing. If anyone, there's also an online auction. So if anyone has anything they would like to contribute to our online auction, let's say you have a vacation home somewhere, that you want to donate a week at your lovely second home, maybe somewhere in a lovely beach town. We would love to take that and have that on our online auction. And, of course, that would be tax deductible for you as well.
Exactly.
Or if you want to donate, if you're a local retailer or service provider, say if you're an esthetician and you want to offer a gift certificate, you could offer that.
Absolutely, Jude. Thank you for mentioning that. That's also a big contribution that we get from local businesses, where someone will give a $25 off gift certificate to either a spa or a restaurant. The restaurant packages that we have during Pledge Drive are great. Some people say they like to go shopping during our Pledge Drive. You give $50 to KPCW and you get $25 worth of goods, right, services, gift certificates. It's a fun time to listen, I think.
And at the Bash, there is a raffle.
I will be
selling those tickets.
Can't say the R word Utah.
Sorry.
It's an opportunity drawing. That's what we say here in the land of Zion.
About six rules so far in this program this morning.
Did you do? She's breaking rules over here. It's called an opportunity drawing in Utah. And for a $25 ticket, you win the chance. You get the chance to win dinner for eight cooked by a chef from Savory Kitchen in your own home. So if you want to have a dinner party and you can't cook, can you cook, J-Dub?
I can.
Oh, can you cook, Jude?
I don't want to.
Yeah.
So it could work.
I love to cook.
Oh, right on.
I think it's just having children. It becomes monotonous.
You know, I know the Back Alley Bash is for everyone, and there will be tourists there, but it really feels like a locals' party.
It is.
It really feels like we kind of take the town back And we have, of course, Sin City Soul and all sorts of good food. And there are DJs and board members that are flipping burgers and all of that. And it's kind of our party.
And it all started with Cole Sports. And they've been a sponsor of this, I think, since 1998. They kicked it off in their back alley, which is why it's called the Back Alley Bash. And now it's going to be at Townlift Plaza, which is a great location and easy to get to. Please remember to take the bus or bike in.
We're locals.
Yeah,
we will.
We're locals. You know how that free transit system works. So again, that's Friday the 18th from 5 until 9 p.m. And then the pledge drive, the 21st through the 24th. If there's anything you'd like to contribute to the pledge drive or the online auction, please call us here at the station, or you can email jennifer@kpcw.org. or kim@kpcw.org.
Mm. And the public affair programs Monday through Thursday always encourage people to call in if they see the value in the program, to be able to sign up and you know, that sort of thing. And the morning mix is the fifth day on Friday. So if you see the value in the morning mix, you can call during Cool Science Radio on Thursday or any other time. But please call and leave a thank you for us, because we have a lot of fun doing this program and we hope that you see the value.
You guys do a great job. You were just recently live at the Symphony, live at the,
Music Fest?
Yeah, it's not
Wasatch Music Fest.
Is it Wasatch Music Fest? It's not the Walsburg Music Fest.
No, it used to be the Walsburg.
It used to be Walsburg. To get out in the community and showcase those kinds of artists, I think, is amazing and something that this station does really well. We are going to be live tonight from the Arts Festival.
Yes, at 4 o'clock. Randy will be here in the studio. I'll be at the corner of Main and Heber with Katie Eldridge and with a whole bunch of other people, and we're going to be talking about everything Arts Fest.
We were talking about that last night on Randy's show, and we were remembering the very creative artist that you spoke with live on the air.
Oh, he didn't mention that again. Oh, boy.
And I told everyone it's always good listening, because you never know what these creative people are going to say live on air, and it's too bad we don't have a 7-second delay button.
6 years, I've never been speechless.
I know.
I was that night.
You were speechless that night, that's for sure. Yeah.
So the other thing is, you have a voice here in the community. We want to hear from you. If there's something that you want more of, if you want to offer suggestions, if there's a place where you think a live remote and a feature would be interesting, let us know. We are your community voice. So,
Jude, thank you. You're right. We're always open to feedback. This radio station belongs to the community. We are a nonprofit. We are a public radio station. We have a license from the FCC that requires us to be this public radio station. It's very important to reflect what the community wants. We have a big primary coming up. Ballots are due August 14th if you live in Park City. And coming up in 10 minutes, Leslie Thatcher and I are going to be talking to the three mayoral candidates from Park City. They're going to be on our air for 2 hours straight. And starting at 11 o'clock, people can call in their own questions to our line here at 435-655-8255. It's a hotly contested race.
It sure is.
Man, everybody I've talked to, they have an opinion about this race. And that's yet another example of the public service we provide to our community. It's your chance to call in and ask what you want to know from these three candidates. And we do ask that those who call in are people who are actually filling out the ballots, one of those 4,700 people who got a ballot, because everyone thinks they live in Park City, and we do. We live in the Park City community, but only those who actually live in, I think, 84060? Are there some 84098 people who
are? Yes, there are.
Oh, okay. Oh. So, yeah. Sorry. Don't want to mislead anybody. But it will be a really interesting 2 hours. I'm really looking forward to it.
And finally, the solar eclipse will be beginning on the same day as the pledge drive. It starts about 10:13 in the morning. Here in Utah, we'll have about a 90% coverage. The max will be about 11:33 a.m. And again, that is sponsored by KPCW.
Yes.
We're going to take a short break. Renee Bodley, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, you guys.
General Manager extraordinaire. Right. When we come back, we're going to have some final thoughts and a final song by Sophia Dion. Stay with us.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
And we are back with the final song from Sophia Dion. Sophia, what's your final song going to be?
This one is called Can't Take My Soul.
Can't Take My Soul, live on the morning mix. Sophia Dion.
We'd like to thank our guests this morning, musical guest Sophia Dionne, the 2017 Park City's Best Bartender and Cocktail Champion of 2017, Bonnie. We've got Travis and Kate from the Summit County Fair, and the winner, Bonnie Ulmer. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters, Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 17, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. Everybody get out and have a great weekend. Don't forget to join us at 4 o'clock as we talk all things Arts Fest from our remote at the corner of Main and Heber.
It's clear that you're not going anywhere. Ooh, you can tell I'm bleeding, but you just don't care. You're getting deeper now underneath my skin, but it don't matter what you do, cause I will fight until the end. You can't break my body, but you can't take my soul.